This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first topic, we're diving into a heated debate that's stirring the pot in the political arena. The Prime Minister has leveled a substantial accusation against key opposition figures, namely Tejaswi Yadav, Lalu Yadav, and Rahul Gandhi. According to the PM, these leaders are not just indulging in personal preferences but are mocking the majority's sentiments during the sacred festival of Navratri by choosing to publicly consume non-vegetarian food. Clash of tastes. PM accuses opposition of mocking with non-veg food choices. Marks a fiery critique not just of dietary choices but of what the PM views as a deeper issue of respect and religious sensitivity. The accusation doesn't stop at personal attacks. It extends to alleging that the opposition engages in the politics of appeasement. By uploading controversial videos, they stand accused of targeting a specific vote bank, thus stirring the pot of political and communal tensions. This debate opens up various cans of worms regarding freedom of dietary choices, religious sensitivities, and the complexities of political strategies in diversely cultured societies. It poses tough questions about the balance between personal liberty and public sensitivity, especially in a country deeply rooted in diverse traditions and beliefs. As we delve deeper into this discussion, one thing becomes clear: the intersection of politics, personal freedom, and religious sentiment is a tightrope walk, requiring a careful balance to maintain societal harmony and respect. Moving to our next topic, we delve into an insightful revelation by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. During the unveiling of the Marathi version of his book, Why Bharat Matters, in Pune, he proudly referenced the safe evacuation of 20,000 children from Ukraine, branding it as Modi Ki Guarantee. This gesture underscores India's commitment to its citizens across the globe and highlights the nation's ascending trajectory on the world stage. Join us as we further explore the implications of Jaishankar's assurance and India's expanding global footprint. Moving to our next topic, we delve into the political unrest brewing in Andhra Pradesh. Chief Minister Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, the head of YSRCP, has made a bold claim. He alleges a coalition against granting Andhra Pradesh a special status. This coalition, he suggests, includes N. Chandrababu Naidu, Pawan Kalyan, and even Prime Minister Narendra Modi. None of whom, according to Reddy, have worked to secure the special status promised to the state. During a public meeting in Guntur district, part of his Memanta Siddham election tour, Reddy criticizes the opposition. He points out their past failures to deliver on the special status and questions their current promises as merely political maneuvering. It's a moment of intense political strategy, as Andhra Pradesh's landscape is set for a showdown ahead of the elections. Moving to our next topic, today, we delve into a recent announcement by Nara Chandrababu Naidu, the former Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh and a leader of the Telugu Desam Party. In a bold move, Naidu has pledged to bring about a significant change in the state's approach to liquor. Speaking from his home constituency of Kuppam, he made a promise that could potentially reshape the politics of Andhra Pradesh. What Naidu has offered is not just a superficial change, but a comprehensive policy shift. He has assured that if re-elected, he will ensure the provision of good quality liquor at reasonable prices to the public within a mere 40 days. This is not just about regulating liquor, but about creating a responsible system that addresses quality and affordability. In context, this promise gains even more traction when we consider the actions of the Election Commission last year. In anticipation of the state polls, a staggering amount of alcohol, worth 214.8 crore rupees, was seized. This incident alone highlights the significant role that liquor plays in the electoral dynamics of India. In wrapping up, Naidu's bold pledge is a statement on governance, public welfare, and the complex interplay between liquor and politics in Indian elections. It's a topic that undoubtedly deserves attention and will be interesting to follow in the days to come. Moving to our last topic, let's discuss a significant development in Indian politics. The Aam Aadmi Party, commonly referred to as AAP, has made a groundbreaking announcement. They have declared unconditional support for the India bloc candidates in the upcoming Uttar Pradesh Lok Sabha polls. This decision is not just a political maneuver but a strategic move aimed at saving democracy and ending what they call an autocratic government. This act of solidarity by AAP could very well be a game-changer in the dynamic landscape of Indian politics, signifying a potential shift in power and alliances. It underlines the importance of unity among opposition parties to challenge the status quo. Indeed, a momentous episode to keep an eye on.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.